From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has resigned following reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. The calls came at the same time as the Obama administration's plan to roll out these sanctions, which raised suspicions by U.S. intelligence officials and initiated an investigation. The Washington Post reported that the administration was warned that Flynn could be compromised because of its contacts with Russia. President Trump named General Keith Kellogg as acting national security advisor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need for members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense.
Defense spending is important because we have to invest in our security when the world has become more dangerous. And that is, of course, a strong message from President Trump and from the new U.S. administration. But it's actually also the message from 28 allies, because they all have agreed. And therefore, I expect them also to deliver.
Senator Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels ahead of the meeting that countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but that only five of the 28 NATO members are meeting the target of goals for donations. NATO ministers will meet for 2 days beginning Wednesday. A Kenyan judge ordered several officials of the National Doctors Union jailed for failing to end what the court called an illegal strike, now more than 2 months old, over pay and working conditions in public hospitals. The union has demanded a pay raise of up to 180%, but the government said it can only afford a 40% salary hike. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge who temporarily halted the enforcement of President Trump's ban on entering the United States ruled Monday that the case challenging the ban itself will move forward. The decision comes as another federal judge issued a new injunction to keep the ban from being implemented in the state of Virginia. A district court judge ruled earlier this month that people from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Sudan who had valid visas to enter the U.S. may do so, and the nation's refugee admissions program can continue, all while courts consider whether Trump's executive order is legal. The half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reported to have been assassinated in Malaysia. South Korea's Yonhap news agency reported that a South Korean government official said that Kim Jong-nam was killed Monday by two unidentified female agents who used poison needles at Kuala Lumpur's International Airport. VOA contacted the South Korea National Intelligence Service, which neither confirmed nor denied the story. The UN Security Council is condemning North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch Sunday as a grave violation of previous council resolutions and threatened further significant measures. President Trump called North Korea and its nuclear and missile programs a big, big problem and vowed to deal with the matter very strongly. The North described the latest missile as a surface-to-surface, medium-to-long-range rocket, a new type of strategic weapon system using a mobile launcher. Rand Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said it appeared to be powered by a solid fuel engine.
That's quite a development. That's important because that makes a missile much easier to launch quickly.
The U.S. Defense Department condemned the missile tests and repeated that the U.S. is prepared to defend itself against a ballistic missile attack. Authorities in Northern California are racing to make repairs to a crumbling overflow channel ahead of new storms after tens of thousands of local residents were evacuated near Lake Oroville Dam, the nation's largest.
We only got an hour or less of notice, so we were out there. We just got whatever we could and out the door.
The evacuations came after authorities saw that an overflow channel appeared to be in danger of collapse, sending a wall of water into the Feather River Valley. President Trump appears to be moving a step closer this Tuesday to filling his cabinet. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote Tuesday on Mr. Trump's nomination of former wrestling executive Linda McMahon to lead the Small Business Administration. Last evening, the Senate confirmed its Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.